to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen.
You must put it here.
Devin, are you ready? You can do better than that, Devin! Are you ready? Please show your love. Welcome on stage, your host, multi-award-winning comedian, TV presenter, actor, stand-up comedian, all the way from Soweto. Show some love, stand on your feet. Welcome on stage, Pop Pops Mudigwana! Hi! San Bonani! Hey! Ninja Nekaya! Hi, Namnya Pila Shalan Pansi, huh? Waza, siswe sketse azul, ngena. Bayachola lava. There's something illegal there. There's some, wandlele ferso. Come in, have a seat, guys. Sit down, relax, have a seat. Hello, siswa munjani. All right. Yeah, ngizokhuluma na unyaza kuwe, yes. How's my Zulu? It's coming, ne? You were convinced. Don't lie, ne? So, ladies and gentlemen, as soon as Usis Vimesh Ashala Pansi. Skip us a lemon twist. Have a seat. Sis, we skip us a lemon twist. Ashala Pansi V, thank you. Sis Vimesh. Ngena baba. Hlala. Ay, wena nyeke ngugware baba. Umuntu onama text uyamona. Like you can see. Ngena puto. Ngena puto paket. Ngena. Hlala. All right. So to those people who are recording up there, please do not record the show. You asked why and then answered yourself. Why? But figure late. All right. So there will be no recording of the show, guys. I'm going to bring on the cast and the crew. Are you guys ready to have a good time? All I want to know, are there any chillers in the house? I'm going to start. You completed. Henda. All right. Astation. Yeah. All right. I know. See ready. We're going to have a good time here tonight. Hallelujah. All right, ladies and gentlemen. The first guy I'm going to introduce to the stage is a legend amongst legends. A man who grew up during the struggle, but is no longer struggling. Radio broadcaster, father, boyfriend, co-host of Podcast and Chill with Meg G. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together. Make some noise. Give it up for the one, the only, Saul Penduga! Yay! Yay! Attention!
for Solomzi! Yes! He is here.
Ungena kwi stripe house ntwana or okay ngithi bekazo blockeka bekazo phelele emazinyweni.
All right, have a seat. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, we have Malume Saul. Izinja Bafet, Izinja. Ladies and gentlemen, many people have never seen her. She's always behind the mic. You, the chillers, who are here today, are gonna get to see her live. All cell phones off, especially Androids. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of Centurion.
Wala nai, wala upumala.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Tibla.
Out Tibla.
Hey, Tibla.
Out Tibla.
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 Mr. Tibble.
Our Tibla umona nge size 26 waist. Yeah, mon Tibla. Andapendeka Tibla, we hang on a pexeli one.
Yes, the XS. My brother, you can't record. Because now you're going to send it to your WhatsApp group. In fact, now I'm going to go slaying him to it. Now everyone knows. Please, we can see a light at the back. Please do not record, guys. Sankal. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, chillers, are you ready to meet the lady behind the microphone? Ladies and gentlemen, the most infamous, famous person in South Africa. Many have heard her, not many have seen her. Chillers, put your hands together, make some noise, give it up for the one and only Ghost Lady! Yeah! Fatima! Fatima!
Okay, kind.
Who knew that the Ghost Lady was Indian?
So, kind. Okay.
Have a seat, Fatima. Okay.
Ooh.
Now!
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. We have the Ghost Lady. We have Saul Penduka.
Yeah.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, girlfriends, wives, and abomakwapeni, it's time to introduce the man, the myth, the legend, Inja Yepakapaka, all the way from a province where everything grows and grows and grows and grows. Ama mango angaga, ama avocado angaga, nama hey. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great honor and pleasure to introduce the founder, the vendor, radio broadcaster, former child star, former owner of dreadlocks. Please, chillers, make some noise. Give it up for the one and only MacGyver! All right, ladies and gentlemen, chillers, thank you so much for coming out tonight. We have officially begun the show. Let's hear it one more time for Ghost Lady, Saul Penduka, and the one and only Sheikh Mukwebo, MacG!
Wow, wow,
Wow.
Hey, I'm Quim.
Bro, this is crazy, man. Look at this. Man. This is wild, man. Yeah. This is wild.
Yo, what's happening?
Wow.
Wow. Beautiful, right?
Wow. Aw,
guys.
All right. We're about to start the show. Tibla, we good? Are we good with the cameras? Where's Neo? I can't even see Neo. Where's Neo?
Where's Pew? Is Pew, are we good with the sound?
Is Pew, are we good with the sound? All right, let's start this shit, man.
Sinani, let's go.
Enda bareme.
Yeah.
Welcome to the first leg of the Podcast and Chill Nationwide Live Tour. We want to send a big shout out to our sponsors. Big shout out to Striped Horse.
Shout out, man.
Big shout out to Pharrell. Pharrell, they drove these guys in style, man. So big shout out to Pharrell.
Shout out.
Biggest shout out to you guys for coming through as well.
Thank you.
I don't know about you, Saul, but have you been brushing up in your Zulu? Because all I know is Aspe Bingan.
Ah.
Yeah, Aspe Bingan.
Asamso Pe Bingan. That's all I know. That's all I know.
Now, it's Zulu Sam is clean. It's right. It's long. It's clean. 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 It's Zulu.
But, Ghost Lady, you like half Zulu, half Indian right now.
Zulu Paka.
Yeah?
I see you, Pen. I see you, Pen.
So, have you brushed up with your Zulu, Ghost Lady?
I don't need to. Yeah. Zulu. It's Nsekhaya, I mean.
So, I want to tell you guys a crazy story, right? So, when we started this, the idea of doing the Podcast Nation live tour, right? So, we speak to our CEO. His name is Bada. Hey. And Bada's like, yo, guys, I want this to be epic. It's the first time you guys are going on the road. First time it's happening in SA.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to book Zimbali. It's got to be great. There must be BTS shots. Like, people must see that we've arrived.
Well, hey.
Yeah.
So whatever our CEO says, our CEO gets, right? So we're like, all right, clean. Bada, if you want to do this, let's do it. And then I landed in KZN yesterday, and we get to Zimbali.
Agupori!
Yo! What a fucking shit show! What a shit show! Do you know, in Venda, né, we call a big shit, like, you know, like a shit that's huge, a massive one. We call it Jimba.
Jimba.
So for the purpose of this podcast, from now on, we're calling Zimbali Jimbali.
Jim. Hey, man, what's with the rules at Zimbali, man?
Bro, you need a code for everything. Like, literally, as soon as I got there, I'm with the Uber driver. I went to the medical media center. What's it called, Saul?
Welcome Center.
Welcome Center.
Yeah, the Welcome Center.
So we get there, we get our papers and whatever. And then I've got the Uber driver because we're not driving. And then we need a code for the Uber driver. And then we have to scan some paper with the QR code. Sharp, fade. We get inside. Cool. Then now, once we're inside, we want to reach out to more pops and them. They're in another villa. So like, all right, clean. Let's go to the other villa. When we get to the other villa, we can't go in because we don't have access cards to the other villa. So now, we had to drive to the
come
capital.
To no,
the capital, yeah.
Yeah. No, she said we must come to her house next time.
Yeah.
Hey, all right, okay.
Oh, that's a good idea, bro.
Yeah, speak there. Yeah.
We drive to the capital. When it drives to the capital, we all get into one car. Then we get to Pops and then we say hi, whatever. But we're all hungry and the chef is there. So the chef is like, all right, cool. I'll drive you guys to Umhlanga so you guys can get food, right? So we go to Umhlanga, right? So the guy, so now in the car, it's me. It's our CEO, Bada. It's the chef, right? As we get out, the guy who's driving, which is our chef, and we're going to get food, which is ironic, but anyway.
Your chef is taking you to a drive-thru.
Yeah. He needs a code, and then eventually we get out. Okay, cool. As we get out, now we are coming back. As we come back, guys, I kid you not, the chef's ID or something was invalid. Mm. So we...
Boy, his ID, the chef's ID is cooked up.
Ow!
Fucking hell. Fucking hell, crazy.
Yeah, okay.
Ah, hey, chef, man, let's cool him now. That shit leaves a bad taste in the mouth, bro. The fuck is up with the chef? Huh? The chef is no papers.
Zero, dog.
Niagara Peg.
At this time, so.
Niagara Peg. Niagara Peg, dog.
So now they're saying we need a code for this guy because his ID is invalid, right? So they're saying we need a card. So it's me, Bada's at the back. We are cool because we had to carry that form. You know that form where they scan the QR code
Man,
or whatever?
In a file, listen, Bada, you need to walk around with a fucking file. You need to enter with a file, leave with a file. When you enter, you need to be in single files also.
So now, me and Bada, we are cool. We can go in.
Yeah.
But the chef needs a code now. Oh.
So now, the Sha. Bada is living the chef.
You understand?
Yeah.
But now, Bada has codes. We arrived there at about 12:30. So Bada has codes from last night. So because we're 30 minutes late, the codes have expired. Now we need new codes.
No, for real. True story.
True story. Do you know what Bada said? Bada, I've worked with Bada for a very long time. You know what he said? He looked at the ladies that were helping us like, guys, I've been to Paris. I've been to Greece. I've been to Spain. I ain't never seen this shit.
No, for real, guys.
Bro, it's insane, man. I don't know why people glamorize Zimbali. Look, I get it. It's
overhyped.
Beautiful. It's nice when you get in there, but the security is insane, bro.
I don't get it, bro.
Bro, the security guards have more freedom than we do, bro. I kid you not.
Why am I saying that? Hey.
And the worst part is, you know, Zimbali is a place where you take, like, kids, your family. Because I get it, you know, they're trying to keep everyone safe. So you take the kids, you take the family, the wife, you get in there, you're all safe, right? Yeah. Mara, they chose the wrong crew to accommodate because we are delinquents.
No, it was Bala. Yeah. Bala chose the wrong crew.
No, we chose the wrong place.
We chose the wrong place.
Yeah, we chose the wrong place. Let's be honest, bro. If you want to take your family out, sharp, go there. But we chose the wrong place, bro.
Speaking about family, right? So our crew, Black Studio, they're mad because they can't get visitors because the visitors need a code.
Hey, no roadkill, boys. No roadkill.
So I remember when Jason was explaining, like, okay, guys, we're going to KZN. We're going to be staying in Zimbali. Everybody's like, great. Zimbali is amazing. We're going to KZN. Ah, amazing. And then you drop the bomb at the end. It's like, but if you need visitors, they need a code. The crew was like,
Cody. They don't even know the visitors' names if it's roadkill. You know what I mean? How are they going to use codes?
And then his soul is like, yo, I got family.
No, I've got family KZN. My dad, Umzulu, is from Ngwavuma in KZN. So I've got family. Yeah, shout out.
Shout out to Amase Ngwavuma.
Shout out. Sipho Nyawo. That's my dad's name, right? Shout out to him. I've never said my dad's name on the podcast, funny enough. Yeah, so like I've got family around. So yeah.
Don't get it wrong. Zimbali is nice, you know, but the security
That's not. Fikwa and Zimbali. Do criminals stay in Zimbali, guys? Yeah. I feel like there's criminals in there.
I heard, you know.
Kutabo besta.
I heard there's people with houses. They leave money in the houses or they only come in December. Like, what's up? Is it tender criminals?
Yeah, what's going on there?
Who stays there?
Eh? Wait. Can we get
Tabo
a mic?
Besta. He escaped the game.
Hey,
can we get a mic? Can we get a mic to the green guy, please?
Sure. Yeah, we want to know, guys, the profile of people. Sure.
Yeah, what's going on in Zimbali, bro?
I feel like there's some criminals who stay in Zimbali.
Because I heard the Uber driver told me that Biggie Kele was staying there last night.
Merk.
And the white name fan in New York is Zimbali.
Merk.
There's a lot of monkeys.
Let me tell you something, bro. The owner of this place that we're in, Ispire Casino, lives in Zimbali. So there's big land is there, families live there. You just can't go there and just allow what you must. Hence the security.
You know what I think happened, my dog?
What happened?
I think there's a lot of white people that stay there. And then us as black people, we came there to rent. And it was Tinasiya Mosh. I think that's what happened. So now the security is tough, bro.
Yeah, they fine you for they fine you for parking, like for double parking, you could fine like $500.
The speeding cameras.
They fine speeding,
you,
yeah.
If there's a snake that goes into your, like if you're renting an Airbnb, there's a snake in your house and you kill it, you get fined 10 grand.
Yeah.
Yeah, they fine you for everything.
Now, let's move on the show. Sorry, I'm looking at my phone because I don't have a laptop today, so don't think I'm being rude or anything.
I gave you my laptop.
Yeah, but I left it that side.
Why?
All right, cool. So let's get our next guest. Okay. Bati, he's a radio natural who cultivated a strong following based during his days as a Ukozi FM shock jock. Bruh. His social media acumen has garnered a large following for him and coined the term Ziakala.
Zaka!
Zaka!
He's known practitioner of polygamy. Many know him as the president of the Binka Nation, recently acknowledged by the Zulu King, Mrs. Zulu. Please welcome Nizwe Askuno. Oh, they're busy taping him. They're busy taping him.
Oh.
But how was the introduction out of 10? How was the introduction? Okay, ask Ghost Lady to read it. Let's see how she will do it. You know, yeah. Ghost Lady can't read.
Guys, wait. Wait, guys. Before we go on, we had a conversation on the episode dropping tomorrow, and we promised to ask you guys
question. Yes.
We promised to ask you guys this question because we needed to know, right?
So it'll only make sense when you watch the episode on Monday. But right now, what we're looking for is who's a staunch Zulu man? We've got a question we want to ask
no,
you guys.
No, let's ask let's ask everyone. Ask a staunch Zulu guy or yes. Everyone.
No. Who's, okay, if you're a Zulu and you're a proper Zulu man, put your hands up.
Oh, yeah. Also, I think we must ask, when Gizwa comes, we must ask him as well.
Yeah, we'll ask him as well.
Yeah.
Okay, we see the hands up. Okay. Umzulu ushaka Zulu. Ushaka Zulu. Okay. Penduka, ask the question.
Before uyangizwa. Una mic. Okay. Umbuzo uthi iyakhothwa na.
Ayi court. Lalela. No.
Umbuzo usamile.
Penduka, please ask the question again. And if it's a yes, make some noise. If it's a no, make some noise. Ask the question again.
Umbuzo uthi iyakhothwa na.
Please make some noise for Baba Mnize. Hey, Gunjan Baba, all right, Baba.
Smilele, Baba.
Yeah. All right, Baba.
Ipe ami mic.
Ayila. All right.
Bagus.
Sine.
Ngifuna court.
Oh. Use pendulile.
Ungizwe uyakhotha.
Besifuna ukwazi ukuthi iyakhothwa na.
No, I wanted to confirm that ngiyezwakala. Aw. Hey, ninjani bantu bakwaZulu kwaNatal?
Hey.
Ninjani mabhinqa? Ninjani bantu bami? Ziyakhala manje. Ayikhala. Ayike sekunjani? Bengifuna ningibole ukuthi ngimuhle ngisho umkhelo ukhona noma ungekho.
Hawu.
Ngiyakubona.
Siyakubona.
Bengicela ningishuthe.
Baba, sifuna ukubonga ufikile kule show, siyabonga kakhulu. We've got questions from chillers
that nanguza.
Hi, ngithi siyabonga for coming on the show.
Awe adabukisa yazi.
Okay. So khumis ngis.
Yazi ndoda ngabe uthenga kakhulu.
Akudlalo.
Aw kodwa meka.
Siyakhala manje.
Asikhale, asikhale.
So dalani bafowethu.
So
what was... No, before anything.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, brother. I am in charge here.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
How?
Now you have called Pugupu to be in part of your show.
Okay. What's going on? Yeah. Explain, please.
Now,
I
have to do the honorable. Hey, I'll tell you what I told.
Brian.
Before anything, even when you give Lobola, even when you are coming to any a house in an African continent, you need to be welcomed.
Yeah.
Before we fight in the beginning, we fight in the middle, but at least there must be a welcoming ceremony.
Oh, ungenandlini.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Aw.
Ngizwe umlando kwamkhulu.
Aw.
The president of the Pinga Nation.
Yebo.
EKwaZulu Natal.
Eh.
Welcoming the giant of them all in Africa.
Aw.
The person that we are both expelled from SAPC.
How?
By the people who are jealous about us. Look at him now.
Oh.
Take your bullshit cap away. I'm crowning you today.
It's a good food. Oh.
And this is your gift as well.
Hey.
More than that, this is your gift as well. I'm welcoming you, my African brother. My South African brother. The man who has conquered amongst and against of all odds. Thank you very much, my brother. Ziyakhala manje.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. This is your t-shirt, brother. And you also deserve the crown.
Oh.
Because the mistake that we do as people is to assume that there's an absolute person. Even Jesus Christ was not alone.
Ah.
Unfortunately, there are those people who were behind Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Who were supporting Jesus Christ. Even Shaka Kasazakona was not alone.
Oh.
That's why other brothers, two brothers, they've managed to sit in the same crown and a chair that he has molded the Zulu Nation. You also deserve the crown, my brother.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I can't have a t-shirt this size.
Oh.
Gita!
Oh,
Baba.
What's that?
Yimi. Ngiyabonga.
May God bless you. You must remain fearless and make sure that you are approaching any, each and every issue in this country and fearlessly. Thank you.
Yeah, boy.
Hey, Kita! Baba.
Uthini ke mfana wami?
Siyabonga. Ifoni yami angisayibona, ama questions akekho. Ifoni yami.
Hawu, ungibhalele phansi ispishi.
Mina ngikunika ifoni yami la.
Mina ngisparting ispishi ngimi.
Yeah.
Mara, okay.
Uphulo mfana lo.
Baba. Cela ngikunika ifoni la.
Baba wakho mina nginayingane ngakho.
Ethi puti ngizwe
ngiyawu. Umfowethu.
Ethi bacingwane.
So listen.
But
the only thing before they start. Sorry, bro.
No problem. It's your time.
What is this?
Any?
You're not gonna rhyme your nose. Don't worry.
Yeah.
You are welcome.
I've got questions from Chillers. They wanna know a few things, right? First question is, what is going on between you and Julius Malema and EFF?
Come again.
What is going on between you, Julius Malema and EFF?
What is going on?
Yes, sir.
Into ezokwenzeka la iyodwa mfowethu Julius Malema, I want to be very clear to your platform, Mechi, and I want to repeat my words. You have excelled. Obvious, you have no flaws, you are a human being, but you have excelled. And one of the motivation, even during the lockdown, the way you have did things, you motivated me not to give up in any platform. Today, you are who you are today. Nithike mina mfana wami. Hey, mana kumnyama la khanye umuntu okhulumayo abonakala.
Ngimamele.
Ngithi mina uJulius Malema have done so well from the NC Youth League, making sure that he got so much courage to groom the young people, ekuthenini babe nesibindi sokwazi ukukhuluma izinto which are not fashionable to talk about and to express themselves. Fortunately enough, here, especially in this province, KwaZulu-Natal, we groom up like that. That is very normal for us. It was. Ingakho sasimthanda thina uJulius Malema ngoba wakwazi ukuthi how useyinsizwa insizwa yakwaZulu ziwaZulu insizwa waba insizwa elekwe lakini elimpompo
man.
So ke manje, what is going on between me and him? He's an unfortunate situation for an African child and for a South African people. Because a person like himself and myself, akufanele ngabe abantu abalwa, uyasazi isingisi.
Yeah.
Mina ngisiza impangampanga lena, bafowethu, sivakashelwe la. Ingane yethu izolotsholwa abantu abangasazi isiZulu. Bazothi sibarobhile. Akazi lutho lo mfana isona.
Hayi man, siyasizwa isona.
Into eyenzakalayo ke la ukuthi uJulius Malema, he's a dictator. He's only know himself. He have done that in the NC and he have done that in an EFF. He outshine everyone. so that he can be superior. The wrong leader in this earth. That's why Libya is not existent in African today. Because Gaddafi was only a sole leader. That's why Zimbabwe is what it is today. Because Mugabe was a sole leader. That's why IFP got so much challenges today. Because Umtwana Kapindangene was an absolute leader. So when you create dictatorship, this is not your home. Even in your home, you must groom the next generation. That's the problem about Julius Malema. And then when we meet, he has met his match.
So, hold. Am I on? So my question is, with that said, who are you grooming to be the president of the Pinga Nation?
My brother, we have just started.
Are you the sole absolute leader?
No. We have just been officialized by the Zulu Kingdom.
Okay, fair enough.
That
okay.
I am the Pinga. I never introduced my structure, but the Pingas are all over. We just arrived. Thank you very much.
Okay. Just arrived. So, okay.
It's an unfortunate, stupid question that you're asking.
Next question is, why did you get fired from Ukhozi FM?
But
why did you get fired from Ukhozi FM?
Because I was mad.
How?
Because I was a giant. Because I was the first broadcaster in overseas during the inauguration of Barack Obama, the first black president of the United States of America. Nobody have done that at SAPC level. Oh. Even yourself, you was there. You was praising me in your radio station. I just make history. Yeah. Awesome. Come here. Come.
First of all, I never worked for the SABC, but it's fine.
We never taught that by SABC. SABC has taught very well that the mic must be here. Unless it's the Chinese mic.
Yeah. I don't. Do you guys feel like you answered that question? You didn't answer that question, Baba. You didn't answer that question, Baba.
I did. I did answer your question.
Which is?
Because you asked me how did I expelled from SAPC.
Yeah.
And I've told you because I was mad, because I was a genius, because I was the first presenter to broadcast overseas.
Yeah.
In the history of SAPC, not of course FM.
But that's every reason
on,
to keep
on your letter of... suspension and expulsion, that's what they said.
Come again?
On your letter of expulsion, that's what they said.
I would have done pain.
Sifunukwazi ukuthi kwenzekeleni. What happened?
Indaba abaqoshile. Kunjani? Asiphiki ukuthi you were the first guy to broadcast abroad. Asiphiki. Kodwa isizathu sokuthi baqoshe bokuyini?
But I'm not happy about this mic that I can sound, I can hear myself that.
No, Seguzu. Seguzu, yes, Wagan.
Oh, still here. Okay.
Uti.
So, manje, it is again.
Yeah.
Uti. Obvious, in every territory, when you are big and when you have a potential, they create all reasons to frustrate you.
My man, who's that? Hold on. Hey.
So that can be historic, so we can enjoy all of us, ladies and gentlemen. Lo oya lusa opetelo msamo lo obemezayo.
Ah.
Alo kuje.
Yeah, you're saying, Baba.
Simple. They've created my stories that don't make sense. Yabona. Yonke into babe ichaza lapha ayikho neyodwa yenza sense. That's why the first case ngiqosho SAPC ngawina wonke abacala. And then
bashabe
decide ukuthi icontract abazokuyivuselela. As you know that we remain freelancers. That's why namanje they still owe me more than 400,000 at SAPC. I still haven't received that money. That's how cruel they are.
The
former chairperson of the board, Ubaba Makatini, knows that.
Ghost lady,
yeah,
do you know why he got fired? Do you still know after
I,
that answer?
I know. I'm still unclear.
You're still unclear?
I'm not, yeah.
Tell Kazelo, Ghost lady, Wava Koshi.
Utin.
Sifunu was Wava Koshi.
Why not Osho SAPC?
Yeah.
No, it's simple. Bank and the story.
Yeah.
It's in hands, it's sense.
But it's teen.
It's teen story.
It's teen.
The story is teen.
It's teen.
It's teen story.
Manag.
Yeah.
Okay. Nganza wait. Gumnani ngoba yonke into eyenzeka SAPC ina ma record akuyi public kwi media kanye na kwi SAPC itself yabona mangabe uxoshwa SAPC uyazi ubekje ukuthi
ngazi
okay mekje. What was your name in SAPC?
Ah, it's Kumangawe.
When I want to show you,
I'm going to get SAPC. I got to say with SAPC. I got to say with SAPC. Who seven say go high felt, seven go high fam as owner SAPC.
What?
I got to make sure seven SAPC. Why fam I own SAPC? What is it? High felt? I own a prime.
947, yeah.
I got. I own no SAPC 947.
I'm some casa.
I guys.
When Ula is going to make a match.
Mina ngumuntu okhuluma iqiniso. Oh. Oh.
I
see.
Guys.
Clearly.
Clearly, he doesn't want to answer. Should we move on?
Let's move on.
All right, clearly, he doesn't want to answer.
This is
another question is, ask him about his Sangoma career. Why did he try so quick from being a Sangoma? Ask him about his Sangoma career. Why did he retire so quick from being a Sangoma?
How?
What do you mean I've tried so quickly to be a Sangoma? What do you mean that?
No, you're
better. But uge waba isangoma
ayisona
okwamanje indaba. Ungayisona isangoma kodwa uge waba
isona namanje nginaso. Ngiyisona.
Hawu namanje.
Inkinga mangabe umuntu ovelele emphakathini. Mase ku attachwa i-career yobungoma kwena. Especially when the Mandaba Ningi, who are my fly by nuts, who are crooks, destroying our nation in the name of Sangomas. You need to choose the career that go to public. Sangomas must remain private and must be known by someone and be referred by someone. Not ukuthi isangoma sithamo so advertiser mina ngiyalapha mina ngiyasiza mawulahlekelo umfazi mawufuna imali osho wacima. Those are crooks.
Aw.
Oh, so isangoma kodwa hayi in public.
Yes. I am the sangoma but I'm not in public.
Oh.
Wee. So your private sangoma.
Yes. I'm what sangoma need to be.
Oh.
A sangoma need to be private. Only your ancestors must expose you to other people who need that. And then angabi ukuthi wena impilo yakho isaka lempupho ingane zakhe esikoleni zondliwa ukuthi wena uyisangoma. You are a crook because you will develop and lie to the society and lie to families and become the motivational speaker somehow and not healing those people.
So, umuthi wayisebenzisa wena?
Umuthi?
Yeah, umuthi.
How we are sebenza? How bona ngamafinyele amaphitha? Ngiyawusebenza umuthi. Ngiyawusebenza umuthi. Yebo. Nguphetha la manje ufuni.
Oh, yeah, how late umuthi sibona. Usebenza uphi umuthi?
Ay. You are small child.
Sifuna kwazi.
Msebenza uphi umuthi?
Eh.
No, I can't expose it.
Why not?
But I use umuthi when it's necessary.
Eh.
When it's necessary. When you are a Zulu man, you don't bath with soap.
Oh.
What do you bath with?
Intelligence. No.
Intelligence. Yebo. Yes. Intelligence.
Intelligence.
You see, what have you said when you meet here? Meet me behind there. I find you shaking. Am I lying?
No, you're not.
I'm right.
Yeah, because
I find you shaking.
I was nervous
and
for
then
the show.
He said, yeah, but you see? I know what I did.
No, but I was nervous for the show. What does that have to do with Muti?
Okay, it's fine. Next question.
Okay. All right, next question is, please ask him, what does he think about Izinkazi?
Please ask him, what is that? You don't have the intellectual capacity to be on your own. Please ask him, it's a question for whom?
It's not about me.
It's not about me.
It's from whom?
The Chillers.
It's from the Chillers.
From the Chillers.
Oh. It's from the Chillers.
From them.
But
from
you
them.
Have never explained that to me.
I did. It's the first thing I say.
I. So that's it, Gizzy.
It's the first thing I said because I said I have questions from you from the Chillers.
Oh, Chillers, yini Chillers.
Nah.
Lombuzo, lemibuzo akakubuza yona ibuya kubalandeli
bethu. Yes, abalandeli. Yes.
How hey? Hey, nini nani Chillers lo? Yeah, what happened? Well, you shira la bantu bakichila.
Yebo.
Ni shira la bo.
Yebo.
All right. Here's the next question.
Ufika lapha nje nina ni qisha itheli nizobulala mina. Nembuzo.
Cha abantu bafuna iqiniso. Abantu bafuna iqiniso.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. What do you say?
I'm just saying people want the truth.
Oh, people want the truth.
Yeah, he's saying people. He's saying he feels like he's being attacked by his own, but I'm just saying people want the truth.
Yeah, 100%.
That's it, yeah.
All right, next question. Next question is, please ask him, what does he think about Izinkabi and KwaMashu violence? And why does the Zulu Nation believe in so much violence when resolving issues?
Why does the EFF... and Julius Malema believe in so much violence to resolve any issues in parliament.
So, akaphendule phela.
Asimuzwa.
But you know what? It sounds like they don't agree with the question.
Yeah, but it's a chiller. Someone asked it, so I have to ask it.
Fair enough.
Oh, mana uti mina ngenzeni? Uti mina ngenkabi noma uthini?
No. The question is.
No, Uti. Uti wena uPaula uthini ngendaba yeyinkabi nodlame kwaMashu nasemalokishini kwaKwaZulu
emahostel.
Okay. 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 Kuyezwakala ke manje.
Yeah.
What is izinkabi? That's the first question.
Inkabi
before
it's hitman.
I answer.
Hitman.
Angizwanga.
Hitman.
Izinkabi is a hitman.
Hayi hayi. Okhona inkabi phela angithi sikhuluma inkabi esiyaziyo khona inkabi yesilwane inkomo kwasho wacima then kube nenkabi thina esiyaziyo colloquially yabo mesikhuluma sixoxa siyabantu it's a person oqashwayo ukuthi ayo nqomo omunye or adubule omunye so sikhuluma ngaloko mesithi inkabi hayi kwenkomo inkabi no inkabi yomuntu umuntu oqashiwe
I was wrong about manaka And who have called them Izinkabi? Who have given that special name to call Izinkabi?
Hi, AmaZulu.
It's AmaZulu.
It's not people from Limpopo. Okay. It's not people from Limpopo. It's not Lesotho. Akubona abaZulu.
Ake uma ngeLimpopo, anginamanifesto eyenzwakala.
Yes, AmaZulu.
Awume ngeLimpopo, thulekile nje lapha. Amabhayi odwa nje, namasolonja. Into ebalekile nansi. Ladies and gentlemen, I think Meji and Shilas is giving a brilliant opportunity by asking these important questions about Izinkabi. Thank you very much. Because we may be entertaining, but we also need to be educational and also give information. Oh. That is the purpose of a broadcast. Okay.
Yeah.
Man, I'm not going to kodwa ke musani ke ukuthi nithathe ibhali lethela
yebo
izinkabi I want to explain the name izinkabi before even I answer it's just
cele baba yeah guys we hear you please can we just give him time to speak please
okay simple izinkabi the word izinkabi because you know ukuthi this scenario will help a lot in our society because we really have a challenge. Number one, izinkabi iqale ngalesikhathi kwelakithi kulinywa inkabi iboshelwa. Inkabi is a cow.
Yes.
Manini. Ake nime. Inkabi iboshelwa. Ilima. Ma ilima inkabi, it bring the food on the table.
Yeah.
Because if Penduka ibe provider to a family, inkabi. Basically, and then, ngenxa yokuthi inkabi ma ilima kusukela ngo 4 a.m. until 8 a.m. Then inkabi isidonsa kancane, bese kuthiwa ayizondi inkabi. Some of you know that says, "Aizondi
inkabi."
That's where it comes from. Aizondi inkabi because no mkuzwayo phatha isicwebu. Usuke ngasayishaya ngalo sikhathi. Usuke sayincenga sethi asiqede insimi. The second thing after that because life from believing eglimain ya move to amatekisi. Amatekisi have taken umsebenzi obuwenziwa zinkabi zilima.
Okay.
Athi umuntu uma yothenga itekisi athi ngilandi inkabi. Itekisi have been called inkabi. And then umuntu odrivayo nayo ebizwa ngenkabi. Because he's doing the same what is Izinkabi doing to provide the food in the table.
Okay, Maxwell.
And then the last thing. No, I'm going getting there now.
Okay, go there. Go.
And then when Abantu and then this popular name of Izinkabi have moved to Amatekisi.
Okay.
And then.
But it's giving Zimbali.
it's giving Zimbali. He's speaking. Oh. Yo, chairman. Oh, chairman. Oh, yeah. Chairman.
Muti.
Chairman.
Don't worry.
Hey, he's giving Zimbali. He's speaking in codes. Okay. Macingwane, let me rephrase the question. Umbuzo uthi. Wena njengenkosi yamabhinqa uPaula uthini ngodlame lwasemalokishini kwaMashu kwaZulu noqasha kwabantu ukuthi babulala abanye abantu. Now I didn't use the word inkabi, so
okay, yeah. Because that's where you were supposed to ask me, because when you ask me about izinkabi, I need to answer it correctly.
Yeah, true.
I'm not stupid.
That's true.
I can't stand here and be manipulated by these motherfuckers.
No, he's right.
To tell me, Uguti, Mina, he's all poor. I'm a Kagiti. No, we're accepting. Who is he?
That's all. That's Kagi.
Nami, as I'm standing here, Ngikabi. I am Ngikabi. According to the Zulu idioms and the Zulu culture. I provide the food. It means ukuthi kusuke enemies, people who use the name that provide a life to us. It's not our fault. Izinkabi must remain. Nam ngiyinkabi. Ukuthi is popularized by the people who kill each other. That's not our fault. Never. Mana, I'm going to be picked for nothing. Mm. I need to be truthful to the society. I need to give adulterations. I need to give history. I need to give the education.
No, siyakuzwa uthi inkabi, sharp. Asabuzi ngenkabi, sibuza ngodlame nangokuqasha kwabantu.
That's why you're supposed to ask. Okay. Wrong ke lokho ke. Qashwa kwabantu. Because that stupid Malema said they are walking machines. They are walking killing machines. Which doesn't make sense. You need, when you want to enter in anywhere in the world, you need to know how Jews and Italians live. Namanje ke ngithi mina urong kakhulu ukuthi izinkabi abantu bebizwe ngezinkabi bobulala abantu. That is totally wrong.
Are you guys happy with that question? Let me go to Ghost Lady. Do you have a question for him?
Yes. I think. Wait. Give me a chance. Ngifisa ukubuza umbuzo engathi mhlambe uzojabulela ukuphendula. For instance, ukuthi usichazisele ngamabhinqa ne? Because I know before, obviously amabhinqa bebukelwa phansi, nonga understand. So what's the difference between amabhinqa, or is it different to amaZulu nje, or the whole nation is amabhinqa yini? And even on ne dress code, what is the meaning of njoba nje ugqokile?
What does it mean? Definition of yini being.
Thank you very much. As the president of Amabhinqa Nation, since the dawn of democracy, we have been denied commercial platforms. Akaze sivunyelwe thina, yabona thina kuphela kwasasibizwa ngamanqaba kudala. Kwaza kuthiwa singamaqaba tatewethu. Thank you very much for that important question. And in the plungo, Mekji, Fanogit, I love you and respect you so much. In the balegire, Mekji, not only us, we have been denied it. All tribes in this country, including your own tribe, have been denied the opportunity. I'm a commercial platform, okay, I value. For an example, there are artists like Java and Big Zulu. They've created the unexisting categoric music. unexisting catacolic music, which you can't call it R&B, which you can't call it Afropop, which you can't call it Maskandi, just to beg a commercial platform, because we have been denied a commercial platform since the dawn of democracy from 1994. I'm a pinging in the zeal. That's why you put those around the mandate. What my Daluma Scandi? What we in Gulube? Engane? The history is important. Ama pingage, as we are here, we are going to appreciate social media platforms at all cost, because they are the one. Oh, two of us in
the But
Pendula.
No, Pendula, when I
say Pendula, we are Pendula.
When I also.
Tabang, I don't know where Tabang is, but can we please have a mic? Because I want to open it to the chillers so they can ask you questions directly. Where's the mic?
They don't want.
Wait, what does that mean, guys? You want him gone? Why?
Okay.
You want to
go? No.
No, let's not do that. So there's no one here that wants to ask him a question.
Okay.
I penduk eva alimfan.
Aye.
I'm happy.
Okay, so booza mina.
Okay, booza.
I've got two questions.
That's why.
You got two questions.
I've got two questions.
Aye, my dog.
Right. The one question is, as the president of the Pinga Nation, who selected Gwanja Ganjani, which Uber Wumunga made of the Pinga Nation? And then the second question is. Oh, okay.
But what
it's fine. The second question is, yes, but people nail their colors to the mast. 829 Zaga Mega Votiwa, right?
Yeah.
Pinga Nation, I vote Ganjani.
No, Pinga Nation.
General leader, yeah, boy.
Okay.
Utba vote leba.
Okay. We want to appreciate Ukuthi. Hey. Hey, Nina. Kuzala abantu bayini. Hey, I'm not simanga mina. Kuzala abantu bayini.
Ngoba khona iANC, khona neMK la kwaZulu. And a traction.
Ha, mana, angisho
mina. Khona iMK.
Mana, who's about to be in Ababang Sangane among Pendu?
Hi, Miss Cara,
Let's give him the platform.
Yes. Guys, let's give him the opportunity and not say he didn't. Let's give him a chance so that we don't say. Let's give him the chance to answer so that we don't say, we don't walk out of here and say he did not answer. You have the floor, but to lean back, my man.
Okay, simple. Nganza, wait. The one thing that I can do in a Mekhi and Shilas is to encourage everyone to make sure that if you got a documents, act final with your vote, Mr. 29, do that. Ugu to vote elabani,
the question is, when a general president, Yabano Ramaphosa ahlala, sithi njengomongameli we-ANC uthi abantu be-ANC bavote kanjani, uzosho ukuthi abavotele i-ANC. Wena The alignment of my ping, it will ping 29th of May.
No, they're still in the process.
Oh, okay, okay.
All right, guys. Guys, let's move on with the show. Can you please make some noise for Nyizwe Mkhunu?
Yeah! Noise. You're making noise for noise.
Yeah.
Utabang bang lumsin tabang lana pan.
Eh?
You must make noise.
Yes.
For what?
Managa tabang lana bang rasela lana bang bang lumsin.
Ah.
Utabang lana pan ane pas bang bang lumsin.
Ah.
Iyo na tong bisela ona la.
Ah.
Mara nala makala o explain. Ah. Nala makala o explain na. Nala makala o explain na nguti. Ama pinga sabona. Kaza
kaja ni na tabata bebe tagi bebe zotala.
Ah.
Make a noise. Who have taken his own time to come and support Saturdays.
Yeah.
It shows that this country got a bright future because of you, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Because so it shows so much interest. Thank you. And the last thing, no. I heard that you got your own gin of vodka.
Gin.
Where is it?
Ghost Lady has it.
Yeah, please bring it.
Why? Oh, what was the
alarm? No.
As much as we are on a campaign that young people must behave themselves.
Can we get Crenshaw from the back, please?
In abusing alcohol, the word abuse, it means you must drink responsible. So therefore, but we must support our own. This young man need a support.
Where is it?
Okay.
Oh,
I know it's taking long, but siyabonga, siyabonga.
Oh, it's taking long.
Yeah, siyabonga.
But I appreciate that you got your own.
Now figure it out.
As much again. Konenji.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Kang, and the way to
Savoga.
Nah, Matawa.
Savoga.
Well, announce what he and now Mamma's Noel. I'm going to tell him a fall of a ring.
Hey, man, this show is crazy. Man. This is wild, man. Hey, this show is wild.
Hey, Gizwe now has thrown in the towel.
Hey.
Yeah.
Where's Tabang?
You'll take them.
Where's Tabang with the mic?
I'm going to go to the mic. Angisangene phela mina.
Anisiphathanga kahle angithi.
Umuntu umkhayela unikeza umuntu omfanele.
Siyabonga baba, siyabonga.
Sibonga macingwane. Sibonga lapho macingwane. Nazo.
Wait man, listen guys, I need someone with a mic to explain what just happened. I am very confused.
Yeah.
Where's Tabang? Tabang, can you give someone? Yeah. Please give someone a mic to explain what just happened. Because you guys loved him and then you didn't, and then he.
Because, yeah, when he arrived, he loved him. Like, when
I don't
he arrived,
what's
you guys
going on,
loved
bro.
Him.
Sanche.
Yo, yo.
Enda Varmini.
Kezo, Kezo.
Shout out Saul, MacG, Ghost Lady. Love to see you for the first time.
Thank you.
I think what we just experienced is what the fuck syndrome. I think that's the best way to describe it because all of us are as confused as you. He went through the interview, he answered what he wanted to answer, and then at the end, he became a real person. He was honest with us. He said he enjoyed being here. He said we should vote for whoever we want to vote for on the 29th of May, but it was clearly what the fuck syndrome.
But do you guys love him? Like, does KZN love him?
Yeah, because
it's a love-hate relationship with Ungizwe because half of the time he's speaking a language that you can understand and the other half is just blabbering about whatever the fuck is trending online.
That's what I'm saying. Do you guys love him though?
No, he's
part of
okay. So if you love him, how come you, when we said ask him questions, because when you've got adoration for someone, you're...
The challenge is he's not answering properly. When we say, give us an opinion about the killings that are happening, AKA is a star one, tell us that you are against the killings in KZN and you call
but
for Inkabi to put guns down.
But can he, do you think you would answer that honestly when part of the people who follow him are part of maybe people who...
Well, there's an idiomatic expression that says, don't bite the hand that feeds you. I'm not casting aspersions, but all I'm saying is don't bite the hand that feeds you. And to answer the question you asked earlier, ukuthi iyakhothwa yini?
Hey, asiyathola impendulo. Asiyathola impendulo. Sadinga impendulo. Bantu bakwaZulu,
le nkulumo le ifuna ube nobhoyinqo. Ulalelisise.
Okay.
Otherwise you're going to be very confused. IsiZulu sithi
yeah
alikho elibi ngoba zonke zimnandi
nazonke
yo bro,
I just want to ask a question.
I'll translate it so that we are on the same page. Alikho elibi means none of it is disgusting, all of it is delicious.
Yeah, I get it.
If you understand what I mean, but njengendoda, as a man, if you are going to go speak at your ancestral temple, Umsamo, abstain at least for a week. Keep yourself clean. Make sure you're good. But you're not imnandi yihle.
Yo, bro. I got a serious question I want to ask you, ne?
Sure.
The Nkabi thing, is it like sacred or like people mustn't talk about, like, what's going on? Like, I don't understand.
So, and I'll be real about this. I hope that wherever I fall short, someone can fill in my answer. But into yobunkabi is sacred. I'll be very honest with you. There are men who leave their wives in Makai, who come live here in hostels. They abstain from sex. They abstain from alcohol. And they perform certain rituals in order ukuyiqinisa. To make sure that when someone shoots you, you don't get shot. They do these things. Beqa imlilo, jump over fire. To make sure that when they go to work, nothing happens to them. So
that's crazy, man. That's crazy.
Mac,
bro,
we have
but
to close
can we give a guy there? He's saying propaganda. He's saying you're spreading propaganda.
So,
Shots, give him a mic there. He's saying you're spreading propaganda, but thank you for sharing
thank
that
you,
light.
Man.
Yeah,
very insightful. Thank you, bro.
Yeah,
thank you. Appreciate it, my G.
Yeah.
Sure. People are killing people. It's not about there's the Nkabi, there's this, like for murders. It's something that people want to see.
Sorry, man. I didn't hear you. Can you start from the beginning? Sorry, what's your name?
Your mic
How are you?
Kill,
hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm good. Nice to meet you, MacG. Nice to meet you, Saul.
Nice, yeah.
Ghost Lady, dream come true. But I think we'll see some things are being blown out of proportion. People are killing people for their own reasons. because we do not, like, why do you kill? I am a Nkabi. We do not know why they kill someone. They're killing them. They know who's, even those people are being killed. They know which business they are in. So we cannot comment Ubuti, it's because they hired someone to kill people.
Mac.
Okay. Kosle, I don't know, man. Like, I'm very confused right now, man.
You know what?
Yes.
I think listening to Ungizwe was also, it's just that he's long-winded, you know? But, yeah, and I made Kaza into from the beginning. You start hearing what actually there are some, you know, there's some things that have started from somewhere, that now they are somewhere else. And maybe the problems have happened or mistakes or even just Uguti isn't just being diverted and to be known as something else. And I agree with Uguti. People are killing other people and for their own reasons, and now it's being jammed in Inkabi, like it's something very powerful to be. So there's a lot. But my other question also is, does Ungizwe have the power to say, like, is Carl Pant, and then people bazomlalela vele kube njalo, and then killings will stop?
I don't think he has. Why? Because he said the EFF is not going to launch their manifesto in KZN, and they did successfully.
Oh.
So I don't think he's got that reach and power.
Okay.
Am I wrong or right? You guys can.
Okay. So we can't put it on him as if stop the crime, or if it's the crime or killing of others.
Yeah, he can condone it though. Whether it's going to have an influence, we don't know.
Wait, I heard someone say the thing is. Who said the thing is?
The thing is.
Inkabi is not a Zulu thing.
No, no, it's not. No. The term Inkabi is Zulu, but like, there's many people who get hired to kill people. It happens in Cape Town.
Yes.
It happens in Lesotho. Even now, there's a Kasi in...
Okay, cool. Let's give her the mic.
Yeah, like...
Tabang, please give her the mic.
Assassins are assassins, bro.
No problem.
It's not
no
a
problem.
Zulu.
No, I hear you. I hear you, my dog.
Yeah.
I hear you. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, guys. My name is Thando Ngubane.
Cool.
Understandably and respectfully, I understand where Ghost Lady is coming from, right? So some things you can't say, like, on air, on the media, on social media. Fair enough. However, when you choose to be a leader, you choose to protect.
Yes.
So what is the... It's like with Ungizwe, I felt like he was just like... It's me asking Uguti, where is Zimbali situated? And you give me the history. Then if you can't say anything, just give us your side of the story. Or if not, give us your opinion of the story. And just say, it's my opinion. It's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
You are a leader. You can't just lead without a voice. So how do you expect us to stand behind you and say, Guti, he's our voice, when you can't even say shit? Mm. Fair enough?
Yeah, fair. Okay. Drop mic. There you go.
Drops mic.
Nah, well said. Really well said.
Listen, guys, this has been awesome, and I think we could go on for days and hours on end. But Ghost Lady, in closing, what do you want to say, man?
Guys, I just want to... I am so grateful to be in my province, and thank you for coming out in numbers. Like, I'm so proud. I can't wait to come back. What? Angizwe? I'm coming. I'll be there.
Okay. Apparently, we must close. Babes Otumo needs to perform.
Okay, so we mustn't take any more questions?
No, nah. Unfortunately not.
Are we good?
Yeah,
unfortunately not.
Babes, because Babes is running on a schedule as well. She's got other gigs, I believe.
Okay, all right, cool. So as we close the show, guys, like, it's very important that, you know, you guys know that, you know, every time you subscribe, every time you watch the clip or the podcast, you buy merch, whatever you guys do, or like, come support the show. It's not just us. There's a whole team behind us. And, you know, I think I want to introduce them. There's a guy who made everything possible. He's been like, yo, his phone has been going crazy since like 2 weeks ago. So I'd like to bring up Jason. He's the one who put all of this together. He booked the venue.
Yo,
the tickets.
Jason
Dongweni. We think he's Zimbabwean, but we're not sure.
He's
Jason,
Zimbabwean.
Jason, I see you, my nigga. Please come out. Please come out. Jason. I see in the red. Fuck you, my man. Come on.
Jason.
Yeah, you can.
Please make some noise for Jason. Just go there, my dog. Also, I want to shout out to Black Studio. Please, Tibla. Tibla's right here. Come on stage.
Tibla, shout out, man.
Neo, Tato. Can everybody come on stage, please? Fat Checker.
Everybody.
Who else?
Doo-doo.
Oh. Bada, our CEO.
Lufuno.
Lufuno. Can everybody please come on stage? Tuso.
The entire team.
Yes, Fat Checker. Make some noise for Fat Checker. Make some noise for Doo-doo.
Hey,
where the rest of the guys? Where the rest of the guys?
We also have Teppy from the football podcast.
Teppy, please come through. Teppy, from one side, Zeddy.
From the football podcast. Your family.
Yes.
Your fam. We got fam.
Where's Mpo Pops? Everybody, man. Where's everybody? Why is everybody shy now?
Mpo Pops, there he is.
Yo, can you call everybody? Hi, Mpo Pops. Yes.
Pops, you can announce babes.
Where's everybody? What are they saying backstage? Are they scared to come?
No.
Spirit. Spirit.
I'm sure Spirit's a changer.
Spirit. Spirit.
Ah, Bada. Hey, Bada. Hey. There's Bada.
Where's Bada?
Come. There. Yeah. Come. Bada.
Come.
This is the CEO, guys. This is the CEO.
Yeah, this is the guy who put us at Chimbali.
Come, bro.
There's Lufuno. Teppy, where you going?
Lufuno.
Teppy, where you going?
Yeah, that's Lufuno. Umpati's kwama.
Lufuno, where's everyone?
Nicholas.
Lufuno.
You do know this is embarrassing, right?
What's embarrassing?
Where's everybody?
Hey, nobody wants to come.
But I think they're probably working. Maybe that's why. Yeah.
We're going to wait for them. We'll wait for them.
No. Spiro's on sound, so Spiro can't come down. He's operating sound. And the boys are shooting.
No. Fuck that. The cameras will roll. They must come. Spirit!
Do we need a sound argument for him to come down? What the fuck is he? Mhlabeni!
Silam Mhlabeni!
Buya Mhlabeni!
Shout out to Neo! Make some noise for Neo!
Neo!
Yes, Tato! There's Tato!
Make some noise for Taban!
There's Taban! There's Neo! We're waiting for...
Spirit
wants a grand entrance for his vlog, my man.
Yeah.
Or maybe Tolu Moon.
Is he getting a blowjob?
Oh, by the way, guys. By the way, guys, did you guys hear? So. So obviously you guys know that the podcast is nothing without you guys, right?
Yeah.
So to explain the power that we have, like everybody in this room, right? We did an episode on Thursday with the special advisory to the president, right? And in that episode, we mentioned, like, our president is a fucking robot. You don't see him anywhere. And we suggested that the Soweto Derby, it'd be a great idea for him to show face. And guess who was at the Soweto Derby today? So if you need anything from Cyril, Tumamina. But guys, thank you so much for coming through. We love you guys. We appreciate you guys.
Love you guys.
Please make some round of applause for our team, everybody. We love you guys, man. We're out of here. Boom.
Bye.
Yo, chillers, make some noise. Give it up for the crew from Podcast and Chill. Bashan and Izanda. All right.
Hi, chiller. May I please have your name?
Legend.
Oh, legend.
Yes, that's my name.
Hey, Kamala Muntsika. I'm Dagane.
I'm a chiller. Hardcore chiller.
You work with Mac G. Why can't you speak Venda?
But what were your thoughts about today's show?
I enjoy every show you guys do.
Mac G, Fact Checker, thank you guys, man. You guys don't know exactly what you do to us, but I think you can feel the love.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It was a bit interesting, but I enjoyed it. I had fun.
It was amazing, actually. It was actually too nice to see everyone there. It was really,
yeah. That was cool. Today was perfect. Like, it was perfect. Like, it was just a perfect day to end my birthday.
Today's show was awesome. I enjoyed Ungizwe until where he was rambling and rambling and rambling. Like, okay.
I just wanted to tell you guys, Ungizwe doesn't represent KZN. Please, let's not get confused.
Niggas embarrass Ungizwe again.
Ungizwe, uze la ngoba any agenda yakhe.
Ungizwe didn't do justice for KZN and Durban as a whole. We did not expect him to actually deliver what he did, and in hindsight, I wish we could have elected someone who could have done us much more justice in terms of representing what Zulu people are about and what Durban and KZN has to offer, you know? Yeah, yeah.
One must go. Yes, one must go. Between Fact Checker and Ghost Sadie, one must go.
Ghosty.
I mean...
Hi. Lukan.
Thank you for home, girl.
It has to be Fact Checker. Umek and Saul, one must go.
Saul must go.
Saul must go.
Yes.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungoyi, even when they ask you, how sabiini? Do not fear, for if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.